Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of One Bright Moon, written by Andrew Kwong and read by Jason Chong.
Long live Chairman Mao! Long live the Chinese Communist Party! Down with the capitalists!
In Shiki, surrounded by a sea of red flags and accompanied by a thundering roll of drums, trumpets and gongs, my classmates and I shouted at the top of our voices. On my first day at kindergarten in September 1954, I was proud to already know the revolutionary slogans, songs and jingles. I'd been born amid the drone of them, into a noisy world filled with enthusiasm for a good life and hatred for the evildoers, both local and foreign, who had exploited China for centuries. Since infancy, I'd been infused with cries of revolution, denunciation, and the struggle for freedom. Indeed, they were my first babbling words, and now I loved shouting them with the other children. The red stars on the flaps of our school bags shone in the morning sun and reflected in our happy faces. We were a sea of little soldiers in khaki, ready to conquer the bad world under Chairman Mao. The party secretary of the town's first central primary school and kindergarten spoke to us through the megaphone.
Precious little ones, little masters of New China, welcome to the big family of Chairman Mao. Welcome to our kindergarten. You are our first pure proletariat generation. You are Chairman Mao's children. You are our future.
His face glowed, exuding passionate and progressive pride as he punched the tepid air along with all the big people around us. We clapped. Our parents and teachers clapped too. Our spirits soared even more. And we felt invincible and patriotic. The teachers then led us into our classrooms to begin our education as the first pure generation of the PRC. Reaching our classroom, we hurried to discover what our parents had packed inside our school bags. My neighbor, Ah Dong, my old friend Sammy, nicknamed Flea from when he was a toddler, and a few new friends pulled out long green spring onions, some with roots still attached, and lettuce leaves, all neatly wrapped in a string or a strip of red paper as a good omen for the first day of learning, even though it was only a half-day introduction to the kindergarten.
The vegetables mean intelligence, and they bring you wealth,
I heard one boy tell some others while he chewed on his crunchy lettuce leaf. Then they pulled out lucky money in red packets, aluminium coins of 2 or 5 fen cents. I searched my school bag, similar to the ones my older sisters had. I had waited a long, long time for it. Then suddenly, the week before kindergarten was due to start, there it was, right next to my pillow as I opened my eyes one morning. This khaki school bag with a belt.